It's time for Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice Reese is a syndicated movie critic whose work appears in the Greenville Herald Banner, the Rockwall Herald Banner, and on KETR. We bring you this program Friday mornings at 7:20. This show is also available online at ketr.org. Sitting in for regular host Daniel Starks, I'm Mark Haslett. If you like good movies, we have good news, because all three movies that Alice reviews this week are shows that she recommends. We begin with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, starring Gary Oldman. Of course, this one owes a debt to the famous Planet of the Apes film from the 1970s. However, Alice says that this show is just as good, if not better, than the film that inspired it.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes was the reinvention of this whole franchise. It introduced the main character of the ape, Caesar, who is a humanoid ape who was, as you learn back through the, if you've seen the first one, trained by a human who was played by James Franco in that early movie. Now, it's years later, there's terrible things that have happened. 10 years have passed, and the whole world is almost all decimated because of something called, they called it simian flu. It was a virus, the ALZ-113 virus, and there is a group of people who have remained, or in kind of a straggler group in San Francisco, and outside of San Francisco, in Muir Woods, are living all of these apes who are led by this very unusual leader, Caesar. He's played by Andy Serkin, and people have tried to figure out why this guy hasn't ever gotten an Oscar for his performances, but it's because it's this motion capture. He was also Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, and he played King Kong, and it's all done with ping pong balls and whatever, all this stuff. But the facial expressions, that's what's so different about these new movies. In the old ones, with Charlton Heston and all the originals, they all just wore masks. Now they have features that seem very real, the eyes, everything. It's just very believable, and it's all just high tech. I can't explain it anyway. But they have sort of a peace between the groups of the apes and the people. But then the guy's name is Caesar, and so he has his own Brutus, who is another ape called Koba. Well, he betrays him, causes a mutiny, and it causes a war between the humans and the apes. And it's the beginning, and it ends, and obviously there's another sequel coming. So anyway, but it's a very, very fine movie. Even though it's a summer blockbuster, it's one that's got heart and a brain, and it's just highly entertaining. And that just unforgettable character of this Caesar the Ape, unbelievable.
The next two movies that Alice discusses today are very different. Alice describes a couple of art house films, beginning with a very cerebral thriller called Coherence. It's not a typical science fiction movie or relationship drama. However, it has elements of both.
Coherence is this one of these just movies that come along every once in a while. It's really a puzzler, very well done by a guy named James Ward Burkett. And this is his first feature, and it takes place on the night eight friends get together for a dinner party, and they've all been talking about that there's this Miller's Comet that's going to come across, be passing over later that night, and they've heard that it might affect electricity and maybe some digital devices, but what they don't know is how much it's going to affect them. And so even though this is a low-budget film, the guy managed to just really take us into this very strange happening where suddenly the lights go out and there's a house down the street that the lights are all still on. So a couple of the people leave and go down there and they look inside the window and they see what appears to be the same house party or the same dinner party that is taking place there. And suddenly, and cell phones start to crack, and things start to happen. And it's something called quantum decoherence, where two realities exist at the same time. And it really doesn't take that much bringing us about physics, which I know nothing about, to follow it. And it's very reminiscent of a movie called Primer, which a guy from Dallas made in 2004, Shane Carruth, and another one called Another Earth, which came out in 2011. And I highly recommend this for a real brain-teasing nightmare kind of movie.
Finally, today we have Venus in Fur. Not furs, but fur. It's a Roman Polanski film in which an actress tries to convince a director that she's perfect for an upcoming role.
It's called Venus in Fur, and Roman Polanski, he makes all sorts of movies, and this one is very different. It's a stage play. It's from David Ives, Tony Award-winning, Tony-nominated, didn't win. Two-character stage production, and you think, oh, well, it's going to be one of those things that's stage-bound. But it's not. Even though there's only two characters, it really moves, and it's fascinating. Polanski's wife, Emmanuelle Seigneur, plays this actress who shows up very late for an audition with the writer-director. And this is Matthew Amalric. By the way, this is in French. I should have mentioned that with subtitles. And anyway, it's based originally on an Austrian writer, Leopold von Sacher Masoch's 1870 novel. And the story appears to be quite old-fashioned, but then it's pretty modern, too. But anyway, it even though it's a two-character play, it holds your attention, and it's fascinating, the characters. And I recommend this one as well.
You're listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese on your station, 88.9 KETR. Today, in addition to Venus in Fur, Alice reviewed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Coherence. This program airs every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20 and is also available online at ketr.org.